All right, what's going on, everybody? Passion of the Christoph podcast. I got a good guest this week. I got a good guest, Grant Womack. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Grant Womack. Just Womack.
Womack. Like Craig Mack. We'll be dropping hip-hop knowledge. I feel it coming. There's going to be some, like, nerd hip-hopness going on. Because Grant is a rapper, a poet, and an author. He has a we're both in the you know, for Bizarro Central. We're both in the collections. You got your like Bizarro poetry book, which I got. It's pretty dope.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm thinking of what's and you did Notes from the Guts of a Hippo, A Light Bulb's Lament, and Junkyard Exotic.
Oh, you got them all.
I got them all. That's good memory right there. That kids. That comes from quitting smoking pot. That's what's happened. I quit smoking pot mostly. My memory's better. But, you know, toke up if you really want. It's all good. So, Grant, where to start, man? Where to start? We bonded up in BizarroCon. What was it, 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Time goes by quick.
It does, man. It does. I remember I went to this thing. This is my first time. And I was like, it's going to sound kind of crazy, but I'm like, you and I clicked, and this sounds surreal, but I'm like, I get nervous around a group of white people, because when I lived in D.C., all I was around black people, and then when I moved to my other job, it's just been around black people, so I'm like, I'm with this group, big group of white people, and I just clicked with you, not because you're a brother, just, I think we just clicked, but...
I know what you mean. We did definitely click. It was my first time as well. I was nervous to meet all these people. I looked up to and interacted with online. So, yeah. I mean, it was good to actually click with people in general.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, now I've like that's become such a big part of my life. And yeah, are you going to go this year? That's a question.
That's the question of the year.
It is.
It kind of hinges on money.
Yeah.
But... as you know, I may or may not take orders to go to Korea in November. And even if I don't take orders to Korea, I leave in November. So, I don't know. If I do take the orders to Korea, I will have a little bit more money.
Gotcha.
Which means I could probably go to BizarroCon on leave, because I would be going on leave in November either way. So... I'm hoping to.
You have
about making a Facebook status saying I might go, but I don't want to jump the gun.
You have like a big decision in life, like whether to go to South Korea or leave the Navy. See, like for me, I make really like decisions on really stupid reasons. Like I'm a huge Old Boy fan, so that'd be like, I should go to South Korea because Old Boy's cool, and that's how I make life decisions, which really is stupid.
Oh, that's another pro.
I mean, they have Old Boy. Old Boy.
I forgot about that.
Old Boy. But then you have North Korea above. So it's like, you know, that's the thing. Old Boy versus North Korea. You know what I mean? Those are your two quandaries right there. Like awesome. Yeah. Old Boy's awesome. North Korea, you know, not so cool. Not so cool. But anyways, man. So when I have writers on, I have to admit, the last thing I feel people want to hear is your writing process. I don't think most people give a damn, you know? Like, I have a lot of people, I don't think they even, you know, care about that kind of stuff. So I want to talk hip-hop with you. And I want to talk about something we both love that many people hate. And that's Kanye West.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, man. We both love fucking Kanye. He can do no wrong in our book.
We love him with a passion.
With a passion. Like, you and I, we would probably... I don't know if we'd get in a fist fight to defend Kanye, but we would speak words, you know? We would stand our ground.
I've gone out of my way many times to defend Kanye. You're, and I'm from Chicago, so I have
you are. To. You have to. You definitely have to. Man. You know, Kanye, I don't know what it is. And I saw him play. Yeah, we both saw that concert, the Yeezus concert, where he had all the girls...
best concerts I've seen.
It was amazing. And, like, people, I don't know. I was just, like, I saw, like, he had the girls with no faces. And it was, like, awesome. And it just made him look even worse. Like, the things that I love about Kanye are, like, the things people hate about him. But, yeah, it's tough to be a Kanye fan. It's like, what do you think is harder, to be a Kanye fan or to be a Tea Party member in the literary community?
That is a toughie. I would still say probably being a Kanye fan.
Yeah.
A little bit rougher.
Because you can be like, yeah, I'm in the Tea Party. I just, you know, I just believe in God and country. And people are like, well, that, you know, whatever. Then you're like, I'm a Kanye fan. And you're evil.
I kick their dog or something.
Yeah. You know? People hate Kanye. But, you know, I don't know. It's like, and it's getting harder to just defend him. It's always, with Kanye, I don't know what to do. It's like, somebody needs to write a book on how to be a Kanye fan. Like, Kanye fan for dummies, Kanye fan, you know, maybe a club, like a secret club. I don't know. It's tough to be a Kanye fan.
It's tough. It's a hard knock life.
But, now, you're a rapper. Have you ever been in a feud? Like, a rap feud?
Oh, I have, actually.
Really? Tell me about rap feuds. They're fucking amazing to me. I love them. They're the best thing ever.
It's more so like early on in college, you know, you have a crew.
Yeah.
It's sort of like there's people who roll with Bizarro Crew, if you want to call it a crew.
Yeah.
And basically, my boy Rocket T, shout Rocket T.
Rocket T, dope. What's up?
He used to get into beef with certain people, not like huge beef, but I'd be on his side, definitely. Like, we'd be with him, but nothing like huge. It would be more so like, fuck that guy, fuck that rapper, he's not good as us, you know.
Yeah.
And whoever he was beefing with didn't necessarily have beef with me, but I tried to make it beef with me.
Do you remember any rhymes that you used against him?
Not necessarily, just like little throwaway verses.
Yeah.
They're probably pretty shitty looking back on it, but it didn't really go anywhere. Then, ironically, I got into a little beef with Rocket T a couple years ago. Like, he hit me up on Facebook and we sort of drifted apart. And he told me he's better than everybody, including me. And I didn't understand where he was coming from. And I sort of took it a certain way. And I instantly wrote a diss record the next day, recorded it, and posted it. And some other people threw some flames into the fire and tagged a ton of people, including his girlfriend.
I had to say, that's not very gangster, tagging people on Facebook. Like, I don't think you're hard when you tag people on Facebook to start beef.
Yeah, I mean,
he
was going to see it either way. I mean, whoever this other dude was who kind of had some beef with him, I don't know why he was instigating in this situation.
I
had nothing to do with him.
I feel inspired now, right now. I don't freestyle, but I'm going to try, and I'm gonna jump in on the Rocket T hate train. So I'm going to do a freestyle.
I did apologize because he hit me up the next day and he said he had no idea what happened and he got hacked apparently.
Wait, give me a moment. I'm gonna bust a bar on Rocket T.
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Rocket T, you motherfucking pussy. You can't even step to me. You think you're on the street, but you're on Facebook. Skeet, skeet, skeet. On your post. Motherfuckers turning into a ghost. I can't rap. Very well. Oh, well. Yeah, Rocket T, you're a pussy. That's my rhymes right there. I am not a good rapper.
That was pretty good.
I'm not a rapper, but I try. You know, you got to take a chance in life. Look stupid sometimes.
You do have to try.
You know, who's the guy with the fake nose? I love that guy. The Humpty Dance. I'm going old school. I loved him as a child because he's talked about having sex in Burger King bathrooms. Yeah.
Maybe I didn't know about this.
The Humpty Dance, but yeah, that's I'm old school. I'm like early 90s hip hop. That's like my era. So I worked at the porn store. That's all we would play. We would just play early. I mean, I probably have Keith Murray hip hop songs memorized. Like, nobody knows they think he's like a
chef.
That is
impressive.
He like nobody knows who the fuck Keith Murray is, you know. They think
if I brought up Keith Murray, they'd probably be like, is that an actor?
Yeah. You know. But no, I know my hip hop. Though I got schooled. Remember the post I did, like top 10 90s hip West Coast hip hop songs?
I think so, yeah.
I got some guy and he just like he got annoyed because I referred to one of the members of West Side Connection as the brother with braids on his chin. And I was just kidding around. He's like, that's, you know, he's like, you're not an author. You don't know your shit. And he was like trying to start beef with me over West Coast 90s hip hop. So like now we have even like nerd trolls in hip hop. It's like it's become mainstream. Like when you get like, you know, that's music nerds on hip hop.
There's always somebody who wants someone up you with your hip hop knowledge. Yeah. Like, oh, have you heard this person? Do you know who this is? I bet you don't know who this is. And it's like, it's impossible for me to know every single artist in the world. Yeah. Like,
now the nerds have taken over hip hop. I'm telling you, it's like the same people who are going to argue like what Mad Max, the meaning of Mad Max, are now like talking about fucking West Side Connection. Like West Side Connection, come on! Their song is Bow Down. Bow Down to the crowd. Makers. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, but so yeah, how long have you been in Spain now?
A year and a half. It's kind of crazy.
Year and a half, man. No, I only went there. I did a study abroad thing where I stayed in Germany. And man, I couldn't handle that shit. I went crazy. Like I really lost my shit, man. Like I can't handle Europe. Like I went nuts. Like I did not do a damn thing of positive energy at all. I just like lost my shit. I was like
nuts, like in a. You just couldn't focus, or you were drinking.
I was doing everything. Like I just couldn't handle it. I was like. I was hooking up with German girls, and then I just kept raising the bar, and then I went to Amsterdam, and that, like, I should be banned from Amsterdam. I'm just not allowed to go there, because, like, I did this thing called Libido Forte, which I thought was, like, some kind of ecstasy, but it was just boner pills, and you should not take a boner pill in Amsterdam. I'm going to say that right here on this podcast.
Sounds dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Like, I remember being in a bar, and I'm singing Rolling Stones. I'm drunk and high with these, like, British guys. We're all, like, bonding over the Rolling Stones. And just, bam, I feel the Libido Forte. And I went on a binge, man. I went on it was a red light binge, and it was hardcore.
I could see that, yeah.
It was hardcore.
Sounds like a good time.
I'm lucky, man. You know, kids, wear condoms. That's all I'm going to say.
That's partially why I haven't been to Amsterdam yet, because... all my friends are like, oh, I've been to Amsterdam. It's a great time. I'm like, what do you do in Amsterdam when you can't do any drugs and you're in the military, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they still say it's a good time, but I don't know. I believe I can control myself, but who knows?
Who knows,
I mean,
man?
I party a lot more in Spain. All the clubs are open all night long.
Yeah,
I drink
bullshit.
More now. It's ridiculous.
What are like girls in Spain like? Is there a difference between Spanish women and like American women's in the Midwest? Because you're from the Midwest.
Yeah,
area.
From the Midwest.
What's the difference?
There's definitely a difference. Like, I would say they're prettier. First off,
mucho gusto.
Yeah, and they're much cooler in a way. Like, they're not stuck up and like a normal American pretty girl will. Curb you or just not
what's that
talk to you or if you just say hey they act like you say to them or how are you they think you must be hitting on them and it's just a headache.
Yeah.
Out here it's you know you can go up to a pretty girl talk to them and it's no big deal and they are not as picky in a way, which is
I like
for
that.
A lot of people because I've seen
that's,
some very
cool.
pretty girls with some out of shape dudes. So, what did you say?
No, I like that, man. No, my the band I was in, the guitar player's mother was like she became like my second mom, and I remember having like, yeah, you were there. I was with the art teacher at the time. Remember? Did you ever see her at Bizarro Con? The tall brunette, late 30s. I was with her and she drove me nuts. That's a whole nother. That's too long for this podcast.
Oh yeah, I think you kind of mentioned her to me before in the past.
Yeah, so
sounds familiar.
She drove me insane. Like that was a fantasy that ended up being a nightmare. But so I'm like, we're recording music. Let me, you know, we step out of the studio and you know, his studio's at his house, and I'm talking to his mother, and she's like, you know what you gotta do? You gotta not date American women. And she's born in America. White girl born in America. She's like, don't date these American women. And I'm like, really? She's like, I'm telling you, I don't want Sean, she's talking about her son. I don't want him to be with him. And look, I'm with a girl born from Mexico now. You know, Lisa, she's born in Mexico. So it can end up being true.
You're right. That's perfect. I mean, as you know, they all have different cultural values.
Yeah.
And I notice a lot of couples actually stay together out here.
Yeah.
There's not many divorced. Like, there's some divorced people, of course. Mm-hmm. But most people, when they get together, they stay together. So.
Spain, man. Spain.
Yeah.
I've never been. I want to go one day. I don't know when that can be. I gotta like have a breakout book or something if I'm gonna go to Europe. Again, I don't have the money to go, but one day, man, one day.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. Yeah. You need to go though. You would love.
I would love to go. So, speaking of breakout books and writing, what are you working on now?
That's a good question. I've been kind of lazy with my writing.
Yeah.
If I want to be honest, but I've still been writing. There's a book called God's Leftovers I'm working on.
Nice.
Sort of a hardcore horror project.
Okay.
I was going to shop it someplace else. I kind of had a publisher for it, but I decided I wanted to make it longer and kind of try to be a little bit more ambitious and hit a bigger publisher. So I was actually working on that earlier today. So, yeah, it's something different. I wanted to do a lot more different stuff than Bizarro. I'm still working on Bizarro stuff.
You got to branch out.
I didn't really start out in Bizarro per se, even though I'm sort of known for Bizarro.
Yeah. But, so, you know, I won't say what it is, but some, you know, Jewish Italian guy wants to write a Bizarro hip hop book with you. You know,
this is true.
So we gotta still stay on that. I just like that idea. I like that idea. So we won't drop the name yet, but
we've been cooking up some ideas. You know, I've been in the kitchen.
Yeah.
To work.
Would this be like the idea? Would it be considered Blaxploitation Bizarro or hip hop Bizarro?
I don't know. Maybe it become like a new subgenre of Bizarro. Like, it's definitely.
It could be
hip hop, and it's definitely Bizarro. So
it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun.
Hip hop heads would probably love it.
Oh, they're gonna fucking yeah. I mean, I can see that. If somebody told me this was a book that was gonna exist, I'd be excited.
Yeah, I would jump on it.
So, all right, man. We're gonna do two more minutes. I try to keep it 20 minutes because, like, you know, the kids, they're gonna go fucking on Tumblr or some shit.
Oh yeah, that's true. After I have a hard time.
Yeah, I do 20 minutes, so we're at about 18. So
podcasts more than.
Can you do a freestyle right now? Can you end? Can we end with a freestyle?
Let me see what I'm gonna freestyle about.
I want.
I've been sipping on some coconut water. Don't bring the lambs to the slaughter. They say you go hard, but I go just a little harder. They say I'm literary, but I'm far from an author. More like a visionary who brought the people to the water. Far from Moses, but you suppose this is similar to osmosis. The way I flow, they say I'm over their heads like UFOs. I'm not sure if they want to go toe-to-toe, or else they might end up on death row.
That was pretty fucking dope, man. I was like, I'm gonna put him on the spot. Let's see what happens. You're like, you're clutch. You're like a basketball player. You're like the LeBron James of fucking freestyle right there. Though you probably hate that reference because you probably hate LeBron because you're a Chicago fan.
Yeah, man, the Bulls lost.
Yeah,
so
I hear you.
My heart's broken, but there's always next year.
So, well, all right, everybody. You got to check out the three books I mentioned. And where can we find your music?
GS Music. That's with a K instead of C in music.bandcamp.com. However, I recently changed my rap name from GS to Jack Mirage. So expect some new projects.
Nice. You heard it here. All right, I'm going to finish this with my own freestyle. See if I can do better this time. It's the passing of the Kristoff. Don't be pissed off. I got these rhymes. They're gonna go lift off. I hate NASA. I like the blasters. I can't even rhyme, but that's all right because we ran out of time. Passing of the Kristoff podcast. Thank you, Grant Womack. Peace.
Peace.